This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.51, down 8.5. March corn $4.63¾, down 8.25. May corn $4.72, down 8.25. November soybeans were $13.15¼, down 24.25. January soybeans $13.18, down 23.5. March soybeans $13.25, down 23. December wheat was $6.46¼, down 1. March wheat $6.57, down 1. May wheat $6.62¾, down 1. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon. With little new information to trade on, futures prices went lower. Technical selling at the Board of Trade did help to weaken corn and soybean futures. In the cash grain markets, trading has been slow to moderate. Cash basis levels have stabilized somewhat for corn and soybeans after their sharp declines over the last 2 weeks. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 5 to 9 lower at 426 to 475. Soybean bids down 24 cents at 1285 to 1315. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 7 to 9 cents lower at 433 to 456. And soybean bids mostly 22 to 27 lower at 1295 to 1340. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 to 9 cents at 426 to 451. Soybeans fell 24 to 30 cents at 1291 to 1310. And the wheat bids dropped 15 to 16 cents, ranging from 594 to 620. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 24 cents at 1360 to 1365. Basis ended unchanged at 45 to 50 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 463.40 to 478.40, which was down 13.20 to 22.20 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 8 cents at 443 to 461, with basis steady range from 8 under the December to 10 over the December. Illinois River Barge zoning elevators quoted producer corn bids 9 to 14 lower at 429 to 431, with basis steady to 5 cents lower, range from 22 under to 20 under December. Soybeans down 26 to 27 cents at 1313 to 1317, with basis 2 to 3 cents lower on Friday, range from 2 under to 2 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 cents lower at 440 to 456. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 24 cents, with quotations at 1325 to 1335. Soft red winter wheat 13 cents higher today at 630 to 631, and the Milo ended 8 cents higher for the day at 480 to 481. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 426 to 453. January delivered soybeans range from 1286 to 1314. In central Illinois, January corn range from 435 up to 450. January soybeans 1293 to 1223. I'm sorry, 1293 to 1323. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 440 up to 455, with the January soybean bids ranging from 1313 to 1336. That concludes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.95, up 2 cents. December live cattle, $129.75, up 2 cents. February live cattle, $131.52, up 10 cents. September feeder cattle were $157.10, down 5 cents. October feeder cattle, $160.22, up 85 cents. November feeder cattle, $160.75, up 72 cents. October lean hogs were 90.05, down $1.10. December lean hogs, 86.07, down $1.22. February lean hogs, 88.05, down 72 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys, the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Friday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.91 lower in a range of 82 and a quarter to 94.68, with a weighted average carcass price of 93.05. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading 6 to 7 higher with very good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 72 to 78, 4 to 5 weighed at 73 to 83, and 500 to 550 at 76 to 84, and over 550 at 77 to 85. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading 2 to 3 higher, with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 71. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 13,336. Walnut Livestock Auction Report for Thursday, September 19th. Receipts were 460 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holsteins steers sold 1 to 2 higher. Slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar lower. And slaughter bulls traded steady in a light test. Steers choice 119.50 to 123.50. Steers select at 107 to 112. Holstein steers choice at 110.50 to 114. Holstein steers select and choice at 106. Heifers choice at 119 to 124. Heifers select and choice at 114.50 to 116.50. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 94 to 104. High dressing at 107. Breakers average dressing at 84 to 89.50 and low dressing at 76 to 78. Boners average dressing to 78.50 to 84. And low dressing at 70 to 75. Leans, average dressing at 58 to 68, high dressing at 71 to 72, and low dressing at 41 to 52. Slaughter bulls, yield grade 1, average dressing at 90 to 95. The Fairview Sale Barn Special Feeder Cattle Sale Report for Thursday, September 19th, had receipts at 1,515. Feeder steers, medium and large, 400 to 450 at 156 to 166. 450 to 500 at 180 to 184. 5 weight at 154 to 165 and 6 weight at 159 to 164.75. Feeder steers large, 8 weight at 145 to 154. 9 weight at 145.50 and 1000 pounders at 129.50. Holstein steers, medium and large, 5 weight at 149. Feeder heifers, medium and large, number ones, 3 weight at 150 to 183, 4 weight at 158 to 168, 500 to 550 at 155 to 166, 550 to 600 at 158 to 159.60, 6 weight at 155 to 160, and 7 weight at 131 to 150. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 5 weight at 140 to 151. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 121 to 124, and on a dress basis at 194 to 195. Heifers on a live basis traded at 120 to 124, and on a dress basis at 194. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 215 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.26, which was 96 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $192.39, which was 62 cents lower, with select carcasses at $175.96, which was 94 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000 compared to 105,000 for last week and 101,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000 compared to 424,000 last week and 425,000 1 year ago. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.51. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.46. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.51. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.46. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.08. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.99. And September wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.95. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.51. Corn at Scottville is $4.51. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.08, and wheat at Scottville is $5.95. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 6:21 on this Monday morning. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Stein Seed.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer. Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-70s with light southeast winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 50s, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, mostly clear skies, low temperatures in the upper 50s, highs in the low 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies, 45 degrees on this Monday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent of Jerseyville, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a nutrition-only bill by a vote of 217 to 210 on Thursday, which would cut $39 billion from the food stamp program over 10 years. However, this nutrition bill does not include a measure to merge it with the farm-only bill the House passed in July. In order to get to conference on a comprehensive farm bill, the House would have to vote on another rule to merge the two bills together, and then ask the Senate for a conference. According to the Hagstrom Report, House Speaker John Boehner believes that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid will have to reappoint Senate conferees on the bill before the House appoints its conferees. But House Ag Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson doesn't think conferees will be appointed until October, after the 2008 Farm Bill extension expires. Still, Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow says the vote is in the past, bringing the finish line a bit closer. Stabenow says if House Republican leaders would drop the divisive issues, appoint conferees, and work with the Senate in a bipartisan way, a farm bill could be finalized. House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas says whatever comes out of the conference must be a comprehensive farm bill. Lucas says it shouldn't be this hard to pass a bill to ensure the U.S. and global consumers have enough to eat. But everything seems so hard these days. He urges his colleagues to go to conference. There are some combines out in the field now, and as expected, the largest concern with corn being harvested is how wet it is. I spoke with Steve Ring from Hog Inc. about how the new crop corn coming into their facility is looking.
Well, actually, that's a good point. We have seen wetter corn. Several of the people that have not been able to get started after Labor Day, which is when we normally get started, have made a comment that they're probably 2 to 4 weeks out before they're going to be able to get started because they're still too wet. The corn we have seen so far has been run through a dryer and brought in. The farmers that have been combining have told me that they're in the mid to upper 20s, and I think I've even heard a few people that have combined some at 30 or above, which is pretty wet corn. So they're still ways behind. And, of course, keep in mind that was early corn. Corn planted in early April is still carrying that kind of moisture. So it is running behind because we had a cooler than normal summer. And even without the rain, it has slowed the corn progress down.
Ring said they are also making some changes to better be able to handle a wet crop.
Absolutely. We put up a 7,000 bushel an hour tower dryer. We also put up an additional handling pit so that we can take wet corn or dry corn. And we've put up a couple large grain bins and a wet holding tank. So it's quite an improvement for our operation.
Ring estimates the dryer will be done around the middle of October, which is when many farmers expect to be getting out into the fields. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.